ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 3 பாதா 3. சர்வ வேதாந்த பிரத்யய அதிகரணம். சர்வ வேதாந்த பிரத்யம் சோதனாத்ய விசேஷாத் வேதாநேதி சேத் நைகஸ்யாமபி ஸ்வாத்யாயஸ்ய ததாத்வே நஹி சமாச்சாரே அதிகாரஸ்ச சவவச்ச தன்னியமஹ தர்ஷயதி ச. உபசம்ஹாராதிகரணம். உபசம்ஹாரஹ அர்த்தாபேதாத் விதிசேஷவத் சமானே ச. அந்யதாத்வாதிகரணம். அந்யதாத்வம் சப்தாதிதி சேத் ந அவிசேஷாத் நவா பிரகரண பேதாத் பரோவரியஸ்துவாதிபத் சஞ்ஞாதச்சேத் ததுக்தம் அஸ்தி து ததபி. வியாப்ததிகரணம். வியாப்தேஸ்ச சமஞ்சசம் சர்வாபேதாதிகரணம். சர்வாபேதாத் அந்யத்ரேமே ஆனந்தாத்யதிகரணம். ஆனந்தாதய பிரதானஸ்ய பிரியசிரஸ்துவாதி அப்ராப்திஹி உபச்சய அபச்சயோ ஹி பேதே இத்தரே து அர்த்தசாமான்யாத் ஆத்யானாதிகரணம். ஆத்யானாய பிரயோஜன அபாவாத் ஆத்மசப்தாச்ச ஆத்மகிருஹீத்யதிகரணம். ஆத்மகிருஹீதிஹி இதரவத் உத்தராத் அன்பயாதிதி சேத் ஸ்யாத் அவதாரணாத் காரியாக்கியானாதிகரணம். காரியாக்கியானாத் அபூர்வம் சமானாதிகரணம். சமான ஏவஞ்ச அபேதாத் சம்பந்தாதிகரணம். சம்பந்தாதேவம் அந்யத்ராபி நவாவிசேஷாத் தர்ஷயதி ச. சம்ஹ்ருத்யதிகரணம். சம்ஹ்ருதிஹி த்யூ வ்யாப்திஹி அபி ச அதஹ புருஷவித்யாதிகரணம். புருஷவித்யாயாமிவ சேத் இதரேஷாம் அநாம்நானாத் வேதாத்யதிகரணம். வேதாதி அர்த்தபேதாத் ஹான்யாதிகரணம். ஹானௌ து உபாயன சப்த சேஷத்வாத் குஷ சந்த ஸ்துதி உபகானவத் ததுக்தம். சாம்பராயாதிகரணம். சாம்பராயே தர்த்த வியாபாவாத் ததாஹ்யன்யே சந்தத உபயம் அவிரோதாத் கதேஹே அர்த்தத்வாதிகரணம். கதேஹே அர்த்தத்வம் உபயதா அந்யதாஹி விரோதஹ உபபன்னஸ்தல்லக்ஷணார்த்தஹ உபலப்தே லோகவத் அநியமாதிகரணம். அநியமஹ சர்வாசாம் அவிரோதஹ சப்த அனுமானாப்யாம். யாவததிகாராதிகரணம். யாவததிகாரம் அவஸ்திதிஹி ஆதிகாரிகாணாம். அக்ஷரத்யதிகரணம். அக்ஷரத்யாம் து அவரோதஹ சாமான்ய தத்பாவாப்யாம் ஔபசதவத் ததுக்தம். இயததிகரணம். இயத் ஆமனநாத் அந்தரத்வாதிகரணம். அந்தரா பூதக்ராமவத் ஸ்வாத்மனஹ அந்யதாபேதான் உபபத்திஹி இதி சேத் ந உபதேசாந்தரவத். வித்திஹாராதிகரணம். வித்திஹாரோ விசிம்சந்திஹி இதரவத் சத்யாத்யாதிகரணம். சைவஹி சத்யாதய. வி ஸ்டாப் டு தி 24th அதிகரணம் இன் தி லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் 38th சூத்ரா 3rd பாதா 3rd சாப்டர் 397th பிரம்மசூத்ரா. டுடே வி வில் கோ டு தி நெக்ஸ்ட் அதிகரணம். திஸ் அதிகரணம் இஸ் கால்ட் காமாத்யதிகரணம். The 39th sutra onwards, this is the 25th topic of this pada. Kamadhi itaratra tatra cha ayatanadibhyah. That is the sutra. Kamadhi itaratra tatra cha ayatanabhyah. 39th sutra, 3rd pada, 3rd chapter, 398th Brahma sutra. The dahara vidya of Chandogya Upanishad and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is discussed here. First, let us see a general introduction to this Adhikaranam with one sutra. And the subject matter of this sutra is Paramatma Vidya occurring in Chandogya Upanishad and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And he wants to see whether these two vidyas can be treated as one or they should be treated as different vidyas. That is the question. First, let us take the Chandogya Mantra from the 8th chapter, first section, where Paramatma Vidya is talked about. And the section, it begins with Daharam Pundarika. That is the Vidya here. Atha Yaditam Asmin Brahmapure Daharam Pundarikam Veshma. Daharaha Asmin Antarakashaha Tasmin Yadantaha Tat Anveshtavyam Tadvava Vijignasitavyam Iti. That is the mantra 8.1.1 of Chandogya Upanishad. And Dahara Akasha means Hridaya Akashaha. Paramatma is described as one invoked in the Hridaya Akasha, in the heart. And certain attributes or glories of that Paramatma in Dahara, Dahara is in the Hridayam, that is described in the 8th chapter, 1st section, 5th mantra. And the important line there is, Yesha Atma Apahata Papma Vijaraha Vimrutyuhu Vishokaha Vijigatsaha Apipasaha Satyakamaha Satyasankalpaha. So there are eight attributes are listed here. It is called Ashtavida Guna of Paramatma. Paramatma is described here. Ashtavida Guna, eight different virtues. We have seen this elaborately in Dahara Adhikaranam, in Chandogya Upanishad. Paparahitaha is Paramatma. There is no papa. Without any decay, without death. Shokarahitaha, no sorrows at all. Hungerrahitaha, there is no hunger, free from hunger. Beyond thirst, Satyakamaha, the one whose desires are always fruitful. Failed ambitions are not at all there for the Lord. Even small, small desires are not fulfilled in our life. But for Lord, there is nothing that is not fulfilled. Jivatma is one with unrealized desires. And Paramatma is one whose desires are always realized. And Satya Sankalpaha, the Lord's wish or will are ever Satyam. These are all the virtues of Paramatma mentioned in this section in Chandogya. And the sutra that we are doing is what? Kamadi Itaratra Tatracham Ayatanadipyaha is the sutra we are discussing. And in this sutra, the word Kama, Kamadi, it comes, and this indicates all these virtues that we just listed. Kama means Satya Kamaha, Satya Sankalpa, all that. And Adi means the Ashtagunas, the eight different virtues that we just mentioned. So this particular sutra talks about these various gunas. And the other vidya mentioned in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in the fourth chapter, fourth section, 22nd mantra. And it is discussed in a place called the Shariraka Brahmanam. In, as I mentioned in Brihadaranyaka, the topics are called Brahmanam, whereas in Chandogya, they are called various Adhikaranas. So, Sava Yesha Mahanaja Atma Yoyam Vijnanamayaha Praneshu Ya Yeshontar Hridaya Akashaha Tasmin Chete Sarvasya Vashi Sarvasya Ishanaha Sarvasya Adhipatihi Sana Sadhuna Karmana Bhuyantaha Yeva asaduna kaniyanesha sarveshwaraha. Eta bhuta adipatihi. Esha bhuta palaha. Esha setuhu vidharana. Esham lokanam asambhedaya. Tamedam vedanu vachanena brahmana vividishanti. Yajnena danena tapasa anashakena etameva viditva munirbhavati. Iti aviditva munirbhavati etameva pravrajaniha pravrajinaham lokamichantam pravrajanti etaddasmahai tatpurve vidvagumsaham prajam na kamayante kim prajaya karishyamaham esham na ayamatma ayam lokaiti. So these are all various tehasvam putrekranayascham pitteshanayascham lokeshanayascham vittayam Atha Bhikshacharyam Charanti Yahyevam Putreshanasa Vitteshanasa Vitteshana. సో సా లోకేషణ ఉభేహేతే ఏషణే ఏవ భవత. ఆల్ దిస్ మంత్రాస్ వి హావ్ సీన్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్. స ఏష నేతి నేతి ఆత్మా అగృహ్యేన హి గృహ్యతే, అశీర్యోన హి శీర్యతే, అసంగేన హి సజ్యతే, అసితోన వ్యతతే నరిష్యతి ఏతుముఖైవై తేన తరత ఇత్యతః పాపం అకరవం ఇత్యతః కల్యాం అకరవం ఇత్యుభే ఊహ ఏవ ఏష ఏతే తరతి. ఏషే తరతి crossing over. Nainam krithakrite tapadha. So I'm not going into the meaning of this mantra. I'm just only, the discussion is only, you know, just highlighting the topic. This is next to the Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam in Brihadaranyaka. This is a very important mantra. That's why I read the full mantra here. Here also, the Paramatma Vidya is talked about with various virtues. They are sarvatra vashi, the controller of all vashi, controller, the one who is in control of everything, that atma, paramatma. So in our case, we have control on almost on, we have no control on anything, whereas the Bhagavan Paramatma is sarvatra ishanaha. He is the lord of everything. Lord is presiding intelligence of everything in creation. Now the question is, what is paramatma vidya of Chandogya Upanishad and the same of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad are one and the same Paramatma Vidya, or they are talking about different things? So if both are one and the same Vidya, then Guna Upasamhara can be transferred to one on the other. We should remember always, when we talk about this third pada of this particular chapter, we are talking about Guna Upasamhara. This is the question. We already explained this earlier. So Vyasacharya points out that both are one and the same Paramatma Vidya only. This is our conclusion, Siddhanti's conclusion. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. Kamadi itaratra tatra cha ayatanadibhyaha. That is the sutra. Kamadi itaratra tatra cha ayatanadibhyaha. The virtues have to be exchanged because in both means in Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka, the same Paramatma is visualized in the same locus. What is the locus? Hridayam, Dahara Akasha. Hridayam it is. So in Chandogya Upanishad, in the first mantra, it is said Daharam. In 8th chapter, first section, first mantra, the word Daharam is talked about, which refers to Hridaya Akashaha, the Akasha space within the Hridayam, the heart. And the body is small, within the body Hridayam is small, and within the Hridayam Akasha is small, and within Akasha Paramatma is small, it's the smallest. So this mantra comes in Mahanarayana Upanishad also of Taittiriya. Dahara Vidya section it is. Anoraniyan mahato mahiyan atma guhayam nihitosya jantoho tamakrutum pashyate vita shoko dhadu prasadan mahimana misham. And again the end. Dakram vipapam parameshmabhutam yat pundarikam puramadya sagastam tatrapi dakram gaganam vishokam tasminya dantas tatupasitavyam. He talked about in the Dahara Vidya, in Dakram, Dakram Vipapam. And in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, the word Hridaya Akasa is explicitly mentioned, Yeshontar Hridaya Akashaha. Yeshaha Antar Hridaya Akashaha. In the fourth chapter, fourth section, 22nd mantra, this sentence occurs. Therefore, the locus is common. Everywhere it is Hridaya. Paramatma Vidya is common to both. Both one means both Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka. And the important virtue are also common to both. So one virtue mentioned in both is Paramatma Setu, Paramatma Setuhu. It is a very famous expression in Vedas to call Paramatma Setuhu. Setu means actually embankment, we can say. It's also bridge. It's embankment in the field, for example, when in the paddy fields and all, when they want to protect the water, contain the water, you have the embankment of mud that protects the water from going from one field to the other and keeps it within the field. Similarly, the Lord is the embankment that keeps the whole universe within the universal physical and chemical laws. There are cosmic order. So he maintains that order. So everything goes within that law, within that order. Bhagavan keeps the dharma within the embankment. Being afraid of that cosmic order, vataha pavate, even the wind blows. Bhishedheti suryaha. Again, with respect to the cosmic order, the surya, sun rises and sets. Vishasmadagnischendrascha, Agni, Indra, all those celestials also, with respect to the order, fearing of the order, they maintain their order. Mrityur Dhavati Panchama Iti, Mrityu Devata. Even the Lord of Death, he runs from place to place. There is an earthquake somewhere, there is some other place, some flood is somewhere, hurricane is somewhere. He goes on running from here and there to maintain the cosmic order of creation. The Mrityu Devata, Yama Devata. So because of these two common feature factors, Dharma Goptrutvam and Dharma Ashriyatvam. This is Paramatma has these two things. Dharma Goptrutvam, protector of Dharma. And he is also the basis of Dharma. So you should treat both as one and the same Vidya. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now we will do the word analysis. Kamadi itaratra tatracham ayatanadibhyaha is the sutra. Kamadi. Kamadi means kama adi. So virtues like satya kama that I mentioned earlier, mentioned in the Chandogya Upanishad 8th section, 8th chapter, 1st section, 5th mantra that we read. And itaratra should be included. Included means what? As given in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So whatever is said in Chandogya should be included in the Brihadaranyaka mantra also, 4th chapter, 4th section, 22nd mantra that I just read. Chatatra. Chatatra means and. Cha means and. Thatatra, the virtues. And means what? Virtues like all the Vashitvam means the overlordship, controllership mentioned in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. That should be included in Chandogya. Vice versa. So ayatanadibhyaha, because of the common features like the locus. The locus everywhere is said as hridayam, the heart. And the Acharya writes the hridayam means the physical heart, the fleshy heart. That's what he says. Now let us see the significance of the words. Kamadi. Kamadi means satya kama and other virtues like satya sankalpa and all that thing that we mentioned, all the ashtavida gunas, 8 different characteristics are the gunas. Itaratra. To be included in the other places, which is, so if you talk about Chandogya, it should be included in the other places like Brihadaranyaka. If you are talking about Brihadaranyaka, it should be included in Chandogya. So tatra cha, the virtues mentioned in Brihadaranyaka also should be included in Chandogya. So ayatanadabhyaha means that is the main reason. Ayatanam means the locus. The locus or the locus where Paramatma is invoked. That is in the Hridaya Akasha, in the space, in the heart. So for Paramatma, locus is possible for invocational purposes. We should be very careful. We should not think Paramatma is located somewhere. For invocational purposes, Paramatma locus is possible, whereas Paramatma by himself or herself or itself has no locus. Because Paramatma is all-pervading and therefore Paramatma has no locus at all. Locus means a location in space. Then you will say Paramatma is located in which part of space? Space itself is located in Paramatma. So how can Paramatma be located in space? So all pervading Paramatma can be invoked in a particular locus for upasana purposes, which is a deliberate compromise for the sake of worship or meditation. This should be very clear because we are invoking Paramatma deliberately for our convenience of worship and meditation only. Otherwise, we may have to put flowers all over the place. That is why we meditate upon him on one place. So this is deliberate superimposition. We know it is wrong because Paramatma is everywhere. But committing the mistake deliberately is ayatanam that is said both in Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka Upanishads. So there should be no confusion about it at all. Because of the two common features in Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, we treat them as one vidya one. And Shankaracharya has given additional features in his commentary. And he says, even though Chandogya 8th chapter and Brihadaranyaka talk about the same Paramatma Vidya only, in Chandogya, it is Saguna Paramatma Upasana. Paramatma includes his attributes and it is Guna Sahita Upasana. Paramatma endowed with all those 8 different qualities. That is Saguna Upasana in Chandogya context. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is Vidya. Vidya is Jnana. Without any attributes, Nirguna Paramatma Jnanam, that is what is done there. So one is Saguna Vidya and the other is Nirguna Jnana. In the context of Chandogya, when a person thinks of Paramatma, a person has to include the Paramatma's virtues. That is said there, all these kama, satya sangalpa, all those. One has to see Paramatma as a master and himself as all the, he should be as a dasa. And Paramatma is the master, I am the dasa, and he can ask for some prayojanam also. I want this, I want that. All those things one can ask the Lord also, which is maximum up to what? Brahmaloka, up to Brahmaloka one can ask. You cannot ask moksha to Lord. Moksha, as I told you, is something you want. So up to Brahmaloka one can ask. So the division between Upasaka and Upasya is maintained. Upasya Devata, Upasya, Upasya, what is Upasya is Paramatma. So the difference between Upasaka and Upasya is maintained in the Saguna Upasana Chandogya context. But in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the same Paramatma is talked of, and at the time of thinking of Paramatma, attributes are separated. Vachyartha is replaced by Lakshyartha. The literal meaning is replaced by the implied meaning. Paramatma, all pervading that Paramatma. Paramatma is superior to me only because of the attributes. And once you remove the attributes, the separateness goes away between me and Paramatma. Endowed with attributes or medium or upadhi, Paramatma and me are separate. So Paramatma is Sarvajnaha, Sarvashaktiman, I am Alpajnaha, Alpashaktiman. All those things are there when you do Saguna Upasana. But when you remove the attributes, the upadhi, all this medium, then Paramatma and myself are one and the same. So after this jnanam, the lakshyartha Paramatma jnanam in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the jnani looks for the attributes, but it is not seen as intrinsic in Paramatma, but seen as vyavaharika glory of Paramatma only. For the sake of practical purposes, vyavaharika, for vyavahara only, all those attributes are put on Paramatma. So Paramatma is one and the same. Vachyartha is taken in Chandogya context. Lakshyartha is taken in Brihadaranyaka context. Division is taken in Chandogya. Division is removed in Brihadaranyaka. There is one more point also that we should consider. We have to note. This Adhikarana used to be read with Dahara Adhikaranam of Brahma Sutra itself. If you remember, in the first chapter, third Pada, 14th Sutra, is 14th Adhikaranam, is Dahara Adhikaranam of Brahma Sutra itself. So this should be read in context with that. The reason is, in Chandogya context, Upasana is upon Paramatma, that is not clearly mentioned in the Chandogya context. So the word Paramatma is there indicated as Akashaha. And therefore the word Akasha refers to Paramatma, whether it is referring to Paramatma or not, that we have to arrive at that first. And then we have to conclude it is Paramatma Vidyam, and Chandogya Paramatma Vidyam, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Paramatma Vidyam are one and the same, should be arrived at finally. So it is good to understand this Dahara Adhikaranam of the first chapter, third Pada. So when we read this in association with that, things would be clearer. That's what he says, commentator says. Let us go to the next chapter, next topic, Adhara Adhikaranam. Adharadhikaranam has got two sutras, Sutra 40 and 41. Adharad alopaha. Adharad alopaha. So it is the 40th sutra, third pada, third chapter, 399th Brahma Sutra. So this sutra gives the view of the Purvapakshi or the opponent. First, let us give a general introduction to this Adhikaranam with the two sutras. And the subject matter of this Adhikaranam is about Vaishwanara Upasana. That is discussed in the 5th chapter, 11th section to 5th chapter, 18th section of Chandogya Upanishad. It is a very big Upasana. This is called Vaishwanara Upasana. we can think of it as equivalent to the Vishwarupa Upasana of Bhagavad Gita. The 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga. So we can think of it similar to that. And after talking about the Upasana, in the 5th chapter, 19th section, the first mantra of Chandogya Upanishad, there is a statement. Tatyat bhaktam pratamam agachetam adhomiyam adhomiyagum sayam pratamam ahutim juhuyad. Tam juhuyat pranaya swaheti pranas tripyati pranaha tripyati. That's what it says. It says Vaishwanara Upasaka should look upon his regular eating, whatever he eats food every day, that itself as an offering to the Vaishvanara Ishvara, whom he has invoked on himself, oneself. When I eat food, I have invoked on Vaishvanara Ishvara on myself, and I'm eating the food. So Vaishvanara is Vishwarupa Ishvara or Virad Ishvara, and he should look upon this regular consumption of food as an oblation or as an offering to that Lord. Pranaya Swaha, Apanaya Swaha, all those things are all oblations, offering to that Vaishvanara Agni, Vaishvanara Ishvara. So for Vaishvanara Upasaka, it is a prescribed duty. It is called the Prana Agnihotra Yajna. This is Prana Agnihotra Yajna, but the eating itself is an Yajna. So such an Upasaka, who looks upon eating as an offering, practices Agnihotra at the time of eating. So you get, not only you eat the food, you also perform Agnihotra daily. Not only that, this ritual, which is nothing but food converted into an offering as an oblation, is supposed to be very glorious by the Upanishad. And elsewhere, it is said that suppose an Atithi comes, some Atithi comes to your house. According to Shastra, the Yajamana of the house is not supposed to eat first, and Atithi is supposed to be fed first, because he is supposed to be the Lord himself. When a guest comes, you have to treat the guest as, well, what is Atithi? Maybe I might explain. Tithi means a particular day of a fortnight. Pratama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, all those. So particular day of a fortnight, Tithi. And Atithi means no particular date. So a guest can come without giving you any notice. He can come anytime. So there is no particular Tithi in which he is earmarked to come. Now, when we go to somebody, some friends, oh, sometimes we first ask them, I would like to come to visit you on this day. Is it okay for you? So, and that person will say, okay, not okay, I am available, not available, all that. So now you have to fix an appointment before you go to some place. But those days, guests, they don't have any appointment. They are just, you know, walking from place to place, from all the way from southern end of India, they go to Kashi, all that thing. So they walk so many months. So wherever they go, they just knock at the door and just go there. And they give them food or and shelter. They just live there for a day and just leave. So there are atithis. So these atithis are supposed to be the personification of Lord himself. This is the general rule. Suppose the Yajamana happens to be a Vaishvanara Upasaka and the Atithi comes. And then what is the rule is the question. When such an Atithi comes, will you eat first or will you have to wait before you fed him? You should not eat. All those questions, these rules, will it apply or not? The Vaishvanara Upasaka can eat first because he offers first the food to whom? To the Lord, Vaishvanara himself. So the Vaishvanara Upasaka's Pranagnihotra ritual is respectfully treated by the Shruti, Veda. So what is our problem? Why it is included then in Brahma Sutra? That is the question. Because Brahma Sutra means there should be some controversy somewhere for that to be resolved. So once eating is treated as an Agnihotra ritual, it is seen that Agnihotra is a Nitya Karma. Agnihotra is a Nitya Karma because eating is a Nitya Karma. And there should not be any break at all. And if such Upasaka's eating is Agnihotra, then the question will be, the eating also is compulsory thing, and Vaishvanara Upasaka eat every day compulsorily, should he eat or not? Suppose it is a Upavasa day, Ekadashi. For example, tomorrow is Ekadashi. Can a Vaishvanara Upasaka, can he skip the Agnihotra ritual, and will there be violation to his karma? Will there be any pratyavaya, any papa, any dosha, will it come to him? The answer is, Purvapakshi says, since his eating is a ritual, he has to compulsorily eat even on an Upavasa day or even when he is not well. The person has to still eat it. Even if he does not eat regular food, he should take something at least, something not to discontinue the Agnihotra ritual. At least some milk he has to consume and complete the ritual. This is what Purvapakshi argues. Whereas Siddhantin says, there is no such rule at all that he should eat compulsorily. It is seen as Agnihotra ritual, all right, only to see that it is as sacred as Agnihotra ritual. It should be approached with that reverence for that reason. It is said for glorification of the eating, and it does not mean that he should eat compulsorily. The Upanishad does not say that Vaishwanara Upasaka should eat to perform the Agnihotra. And it only says if and when he eats, whatever he regularly consumes, the regularly consumed food should be taken as an offering to Vaishwanara. Therefore, look upon eating as Agnihotra is the vidhi. And you have to necessarily eat for the sake of Agnihotra is not there. That is not there. So look upon eating of Agni as an Agnihotra. That is whatever you eat, look upon it as Agnihotra to have that reverence for that food and for Agnihotra also. But you have to necessarily eat for the sake of Agnihotra. That rule is not there. This is what Siddhanta says. Now we'll go to the general analysis of Sutra. Here, Purvapakshi says that the Upasaka's eating is reverential manner and he should not break the eating. This is Purvapakshi. Both are saying reverential. But he says it is reverential manner, so you should not break the eating, you should still eat, even if it is an upavasa day. This is the essence of this sutra. It's a Purvapakshi sutra. Now we'll see the word analysis. Adharat alopaha. Alopaha it is. Alopaha. Adharat alopaha. Adharat alopaha means this is pranagnihotra that we are talking about, eating. And because of the reverence attached to the particular eating, Pranagnihotra by the scriptures, that is what it means. Now we will see the significance of these words. Adharat, Adharat reference means reverence. Reverence for the regular eating of Vaishwanara Upasaka. A person who is a Vaishwanara Upasaka, his regular eating. Alopaha, alopaha means no break should be there. No lopa should be there. Every day he has to eat. Even if he is ill, he should take at least some milk or something. This is Purvapakshi's conclusion. As I told you, it's a Purvapakshi Sutra. Now let us go to the next Sutra. Same Adhikaranam, Adhara Adhikaranam, 41st Sutra. Upasthitehe ataha tadvachanat. That is the Sutra. Upasthitehe ataha tadvachanat. 41st Sutra, 3rd Pada, 3rd Chapter. 400th running Brahma Sutra. We have 155 to go. And in this Sutra, Vyasacharya says, that Veda is very clear and only you are unnecessarily getting confused. He says to the Purvapakshi. He asks the Purvapakshi to look into the Chandogya Mantra again. Suppose the Vaishwanara Upasaka is seated for consuming the food. The first food that is served should be treated as the offering to Vaishwanara. That is what it is. Veda says the person, whatever he consumes, first should be offered to Vaishwanara. So the Upanishad does not ask the person to consume milk or something. And Upanishad says, you offer whatever comes first to the Agnihotra, to this Vaishwanara, the Lord. On a fasting day, you do not eat at all. Therefore, no need to offer anything to Vaishwanara. Whatever you eat, you offer to Vaishwanara. And whatever you, that day you don't eat at all, there is nothing to offer. It is not a compulsory thing. There is nothing specifically offered to Vaishwanara, but only the food served for eating, if you are eating on that day. Now we'll see the word analysis of this sutra. Upasthitehe ataha tadvachanat. Ataha means offering should be made from the food. Whatever food is served to you, offering is made from that food before you eat. Upasthitehe, when it is available, when the food is available to you, important. Tadvachanat, because that is the instruction. Because there are places on Ekadashi day, even if they are doing regular annadanam, on Ekadashi day there will be no cooking of rice at all. They won't have any annadanam on that day. Because they don't serve, because they have the Ekadashi Vratam, they are observing it so sincerely. On that day they don't give even annadanam in those places. So food is not available even if somebody wants to eat on that day in those places. Now let us see the significance of the words. Upasthitehe. Upasthitehe means if and only if food is there on your plate, when you are seated for regular consumption. Upasthitehe. Only when there is food on your plate, then when food comes, ataha, from the served food, whatever food is served on your plate, which has been prepared for bhojanam, oblation should be made from that. There is nothing specifically designed for this upasana at all. Tadvachanat, because that is said in the Upanishad. Tadvachanat, vachanam is from Upanishad, that is Chandogya Upanishad, 5th chapter, 19th section, 1st mantra. The regular food, which is your share, you offer oblation to the Vaishwanara Agnihotra. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam. Tan nirdharanadhikaranam. Tan nirdharanadhikaranam. Tan nirdharana aniyamaham. Tadrashtehe pritak apratibandha phala. Apratibandha phala. This is a long sutra. Tan nirdharana aniyamaham. Tadrashtehe pritak apratibandha phala. 42nd sutra, third pada, third chapter, 401st. Learning Brahma Sutra. First, let us give a general introduction to this Adhikaranam with only one sutra. The subject matter of the sutra is what? There are certain upasanas mentioned in certain Upanishads. Especially in Chandogya Upanishad, there are many karmanga upasanas. Upasanas also dealing with karmas. Meditations practiced along with the Vedic rituals, karmas. And they are not independent upasanas, but part of a Vedic ritual. And in rituals, various materials are used, which may be used as symbol for upasana also. The fire used in the Nachiketa Agni, that is a Nachiketa Agni. These are all mentioned in the Katopanishad. Also, it is mentioned in Surya Namaskara Mantra, so many places. So the fire used in Nachiketa's ritual can be used as a symbol. And upon that fire, that Agni, Vaishvanara can be invoked, and the Alambanam is, anything is used in Alambanam. Alambanam is a symbol, as I told you. And here fire itself is a symbol for the Upasana. One can visualize the fire itself as a symbol for, as an Alambanam for the Upasana. And in the Chandogya Upanishad, in the very first chapter, first section, first mantra, there is a Karmanga Upasana, there is called Udgita Upasana is mentioned. Omit yeta daksharam Udgitam Upasita, Omiti Yeta Daksharam, Udgitam, Upasita, Omitihi Udgayatim, Tasyam, Upavyakyanam. That is mentioned there in Chandogya Upanishad, first chapter, first section, first mantra. So in this Karmanga, Samaveda Omkara Upasana, this is the integral part of any ritual. And Samaveda Omkara is in musical form, and it has to be chanted in high pitch. And therefore, it is called Udgita. Ud means elevated, high pitch, Udgita, sung with high pitch. I mentioned all this in the Chandrika discussions. So upon the Udgita, upon that Omkara, recited in high pitch, varieties of devatas are to be invoked, treating Udgita or Omkara as Alambanam, as the symbol. So those upasanas are called Karmanga Upasanani. The devatas to be invoked on such occasions are given in the first mantra of the Upanishad and Chandrika. And the controversy is what? Are these upasanas are compulsory part of the ritual, or they are optional ones? Are they compulsory or optional? Is Karmanga Upasana compulsory or optional? Whether any upasana that you do should have ritual associated with it or not is the question. Karmanga means a Karmanga ritual associated with that. The answer is it is optional only. That is Siddhanta's answer. A person who wants to add the upasana, he can do that if he wants to do that. If he does not want it, he can do the ritual only without the upasana. Now let us do the general analysis of the sutra. Udgita upasana is not compulsory. It is so because the Upanishad statement itself, we come to know this from the Upanishad statement itself. The statement hints at the conclusion. So the statement that is given in the first chapter, first section, 10th mantra of Chandogya Upanishad is what? Yadeva vidyaya karoti shraddaya upanishada tadeva viryavattaram bhavati. That is the sloka, the mantra in Chandogya. Yadeva vidyaya karoti shraddaya upanishada tadeva viryavattaram bhavati. Which means the Upanishad says, when a ritual is performed along with upasana, then the ritual becomes more efficacious, more powerful, more beneficial. This is the statement. So if you do not add the upasana, the ritual will become what? Inefficacious. That is not said there. It says it will become more efficacious. This means without the upasana also, the palam will be there, but it will not be like as high as the other one coupled with upasana. Upanishad has not said that without upasana there is no pala. It only says if you add the upasana, result will improve. but it will still produce result. Karma is valid by itself, and Udgita Upasana is optional. Now let us see the word analysis of the sutra. First, let us see the running meaning. Tan nirdharana aniyamaha tadrishtehe pritak apratibandaha phalam. That is the sutra. So tad nirdharana aniyamaha. Subsidiary meditations are not compulsory. Aniyamaha, not compulsory. So subsidiary meditations are not compulsory. Tadrishtehe, it is indeed in this indicated in the Shruti itself. Drishtehe where? In the Shruti itself. In the Vedas. Apratibandaha, the destruction of papam. Pratibandha is papam. The destruction of apratibandaha is destruction of papam. He means indeed pratak phalam. It is a separate result. Pratak phalam means pratak is separate. So there's a phalam. So it's a separate result. Destruction of papam is a separate result. Now we'll see significant of the words. Tatim nirdharana aniyamaha. That refers to the karmanga in this context, a ritual coupled with upasana karmanga. And udgita nirdharana, the refers to upasana. It means karmanga upasana, karmanga udgita upasana. A karma ritual performed along with udgita upasana. Aniyamaha, aniyamaha means not compulsory or it is optional. Tad drishtehe, drishtehe refers to shruti vakyam, shruti vakya darshanat. It is given in the Shruti. Shruti Vachanam, kept in mind, is what? Chandogya Upanishad, first chapter, first mantra, first section. Without the Upasana also, karma will give the benefit, is the final conclusion. Prithakhi apratibandaha phala. Separate or extra result, prithak, is mentioned in that first chapter, first section, first mantra of Chandogya. And the word extra indicates without the Upasana also, extra, separate. That indicates without the upasana also it gives you phala. One will get the benefit of the ritual. And in this context, extra punyam one will get. When you do with the upasana, here he will get extra punyam. Literally, it is papanashaka actually. We talked about papanasha earlier in the last class. It is papanashaka. Additional punyam is the result, and this will be lost if the additional upasana is not done. But the ritual will give its usual result. Whatever is usual result, it will still give. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam. Pradhana adhikaranam. This is the 27th topic. Pradhanavat eva tadukham. Pradhanavat eva tadukham. 43rd sutra, 3rd pada, 3rd chapter, 402nd running Brahma Sutra. First, let us give a general introduction to this adhikaranam with one sutra. And here the subject matter is the inquiry into the two upasanas prescribed in again Chandogya and Vrihadaranyaka. In Chandogya, there is an upasana called Sambarga Upasana, Sambarga Vidya. We have dealt with all in detail. And Vayudevata is meditated here as Sambarga, and Pranadevata is meditated also as Sambarga. And Sambarga means that which dissolves everything. That dissolves everything. It is Laya Karanam, that which dissolves everything. Vayu is called Sambarga because resolution takes place in reverse order. Whatever order by which the five elements are created. Akasha, Akashad Vayuhu, Vayur Agnehe, Agne Rapaha, Adla Puppi, Prithivya, Vatadeha, Vatadivyanam, Annat Purushaha. So that is how Srishti Krama is said. But in the dissolution, it is reverse order. So whatever order by which the five elements are created, same gets resolved in the reverse order. So Vayu is resolved of three elements. Vayu, what are the other three things? Agni, Apaha, Prithivi. All those three things are all resolved. Along with, when Vayu has resolved that. And whatever else is created out of the three elements, they are also destroyed. They are also resolved. This is at the macro level. At the micro level also, all our activities are resolved in sushupti, in deep sleep. All the functions including ahankara are resolved during sushupti. During sushupti, prana is alive, active, and it is seen as the resolver of all activities, prana. So Adidaivam is Samvarga is Vayu. Adidaivam Samvarga is Vayu. And Adhyatmam Samvarga is Prana. The Samashti level, it is Vayu. At the individual level, it is Prana. So Vayu Samvarga Upasana at Adidaivam level and Prana Samvarga Upasana at Adhyatmam level, they are described in the fourth chapter, third section, first mantra and second mantra of Chandogya. வாயுர்வாவ சம்பர்கோ யதாவா அக்னிர் உத்வாயதி வாயுமே வாப்பியதி, யதா சூரியோஸ்தமேதி வாயுமே வாப்பியதி, யதா சந்திரோஸ்தமேதி வாயுமே வாயுமே வாப்பியதி, யதாப உச்சுஷ்யந்தி வாயுமே வாயுமே வாப்பி வாப்பியந்தி. ஸோ வாயுர் ஹெவைத் தான் சர்வான் சங் சம் சம்பிருங்கே இத்தியாதி தெய்வதம். ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் வாட் 4.3.2 ஆஃப் சாந்தோக்யா சேஸ். அண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் அதிதெய்வம் அண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் இத்தியாதி தெய்வம். அண்ட் அதாத்யாத்மம் பிராணோ வா வசம்வர்கா ச யதா ஸ்வபிதி பிராணமேவ வாகேப்யதி பிராணம் சக்ஷுகு பிராணகம் ஸ்ரோத்ரம் பிராணம் மனகா பிராணோஹி பிராணோஹி ஏவ ஏதான் சர்வான் சம்பிருங்க இதி. So again, there is a fourth chapter, second, third section, third mantra. So these are all the mantras, the third section mantras of Chandogya, fourth chapter. So in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, we get Vayu and Prana Upasana in fifth chapter, 21st, and also the 22nd. First chapter, fifth section, 21st and 22nd. The mantras of Brihadaranyaka. So Vadishyam Yevahamiti Vagdadre Dakshyam Yahamiti Dakshyami Aham Iti Chak. So that is what that mantra also. And we get Vayu Upasana and Prana Upasana. And Vayu is visualized as the greatest Devata. Sreshtatvam is the glory of Vayu at the macro level. At the micro level, Prana is seen as Sreshtaha, the greatest. So Brihadaranyaka Upanishad explains why Prana is Sreshtaha. We have already seen this story many times. The story is there in both Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka. All the organs, they were all functioning and they were getting tired after some time. So the Kala, the concept of time, Kala Tattvam, that entered the organs, and because of its influence, all organs got tired. So every organ gets pained except Prana Tattvam or breathing. The breathing apparatus works. So Prana is continuously functioning and even in sleep it functions. And if prana goes on strike, the fellow is out. And correspondingly, the samashti prana is sreshta tattvam because Vayu alone gives power to all the other devatas also. This is the subject matter. So the controversy is, Purvapakshi suggests that this Vayu and prana upasana need not be separately practiced. Both of them together can be called samvarga upasana. That is his contention. Similarly, Vayu and Prana, Sreshtatva, they need not be taken as two, but as only one. The reason for this is what? Samashti Devata alone is blessing the Vashti, the individual organ. The total only blesses the Vashti. So Samashti Devata is located in Adhyatma, and Adhyatma Devata is none other than Adi Deva Devata, enclosed in the body. For this, the Veda quotation they give is from what? Aitireya Upanishad. The second chapter, fourth section. Agnir vagbhutva mukham pravishate. Vayuhu prano bhutva nasike pravishate. Here it is said that every devata enters the body of every individual. Surya devata enters Chakshurindriyam. Vayu devata enters the ears. And there is a series of entry of adidaivam into adhyatmam. Macro enclosed in a container is micro. That is what the argument of Purvapakshi. And at the time of Videha Mukti, it is said that all the devatas in the sense organs go back into corresponding samashti, total. Tayete sarvayeva samaha sarvayantaraha. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, first chapter, fifth section, 13th mantra says, when a jnani dies, Surya Devata located in the eye merges back into samashti Surya. Vashti and samashti are essentially one and the same. And Siddhanta will say that though they are essentially same, they are different being macro. Macro is macro, micro is micro. Hence, one should practice Adhyatma Upasana and Adideva Upasana separately only, and hence they are enumerated separately in Shruti. Therefore, we have to accept the difference. For Upasana purpose, we should understand. At Aikyam level, we are not talking about it yet. We are still in meditation Upasana. So Vidya Aikyam is Purvapakshi and Vidya Bhedaha is Siddhartha. Vidya Bhedaha, because until one gets this Atmajnana, at the Upasana level, Bhedaha is still there. This is the general introduction to this Adhikaranam. Now let us see the general analysis of this sutra. Vyasacharya says that Adhyatmam and Adhidaivam should be treated independently. Essentially, Devata is treated and Devata is there, and there are incidental differences are also there. And in support of that, Vyasacharya quotes a Karmakanda mantra. In a particular yaga, oblations are offered to Indra, Indra Devata. And there, Indra is described in three different ways. One is called Indraya Rajne Swaha, as Raja, Indraya Rajne Swaha. The Indraya Adhirajnaya Swaha is Adhirajnam, and Indraya Swarajne Swaha, as Swaraja. So in each time, Indra is given three different descriptions. So to that Indra, Purodasa, you know, all those things I mentioned earlier, there is some rice preparation like a rice idli kind of thing, or Ekadasham, you know, Kapalam. These all, there are various oblations in the mantra, Shruti, they are all highlighted there. We already mentioned about Purodasa. They are all given. So the Purodasa material should be given to Indra, who is Raja, who is Swaraja, and who is Adhiraja, because all the three are mentioned separately. So three oblations have to be given. Now, Purvapakshi asks the question that since Indra is only one and the same, and Indra is one and the same, and adjectives only are different, should we give one oblation or should we have to give three oblations? And in the Purvapakshi Shastra, they have come to the conclusion that three separate oblations must be given, since Shastra separately enumerates them. There, the Pradhana, Purodasa Pradhana, we have already mentioned that, the offering. And since they are treated as separate karmas, even though Indra is one and the same, oblation actions are treated as separate action, even though Indra is only one. The difference is there in the glory of or attributes of that Indra. So even though Adhyatma Devata and Adhideva Devata should be treated separately like Pradhanavata, we should also treat this as separately. Now let us see the word analysis of the sutra. Pradhanavata eva tadukham. That is the sutra. So Pradhanavata eva, like offerings to Indra, Indra Devata, meditations are separate. You should be separately meditate because Pradhanavata. Tadukham. This has been said in where? In Purvapaksha, Purvapaksha Shastra. Now let us look at the significance of these words. Pradhanavata. Pradhanavata, what is the Pradhanam offering? Pradhanam means offering. We have already told that. Purodasa Pradhanam. In the Purodasa, there is a Pradhanam. That is the material made up of rice and a few other grains. That's what is offered as the offering. So a material of rice and all that thing, as I mentioned. Vata means like. Pradhanavata. It's like, just as the Purodasa offerings are treated separately, even though the receiver of Purodasa is the same Indra Devata. So it is because of the three different descriptions. What are the three different descriptions? Raja, Adhiraja, Swaraja. So Indra is described in three different ways. Raja, Swaraja, and Adhiraja. And this Raja, Swaraja, Adhiraja mantra that comes in Taittiriya Samhita of Yajurveda. Tadukham. This has been already established in Purva Mimamsa Shastra. That one and the same person is treated separately if the descriptions are different. Because Purva Mimamsa Shastra is fully Karmakanda. So rules pertaining to Karmakanda, one has to go through Jaimini Sutras. And Jaimini Sutra will elaborately say how a particular ritual should be done, how the oblations should be given, who should be given the oblations, everything it will say. So one always resorts to Purva Mimamsa Sutras, Jaimini Sutras, when it comes to some of these contradictions. So here in Purva Mimamsa, it is already established that one and the same person is treated separately if the descriptions are different. So one is microcosmic angle and other is macro angle. Nanava Devata Pritajnanat. That is what the mantra is. Nanava, they are different. Nanava Devata Pritajnanat. It is a Purva Mimamsa Sutra. So there they should be treated, devatas are treated as many because of the distinct description of the devatas. Here in this case, Raja, Adhiraja, and Swaraja, all those things are described about Indra, so they should be treated as differently. With this, the 28th Adhikaranam and the 43rd Sutra is also over. Now let us go to the next Adhikaranam, 29th adhikaranam linga bhuyastva adhikaranam linga bhuyastva adhikaranam it has 44 to 52nd sutras so large adhikaranam linga bhuyastvat tadvi valiyaha tadapi that is the sutra linga bhuyastvat tadvi valiyaha tadapi 44th sutra third pada third chapter 403rd running brahma sutra This also has been explained in the Purva Mimamsa Sutras by Jaimini, especially the third chapter, third section, 14th Sutra. I will talk about the Sutra later. First, I will give you a general introduction to this Adhikaranam with 9 Sutras. That is 44 to 852. And the subject matter of this Adhikaranam is in Shatapatha Brahmanam of Shukla Yajurveda. I have mentioned this particular Brahmanam. In Shukla Yajurveda, it occurs Shatapatha Brahmanam. And the portion is the 10th chapter, 5th section, 3rd mantra. Tat Shatrim Shat Sahasrani Upapashyat Atmanaha Agnim Arkan Manomayan Manaschitaha. That is the portion. In Shatapatha Brahmanam. Tat Shatrim Shat Sahasrani अपश्यत आत्मनः अग्निम अर्कान मनोमयान मनश्चितः सो दिस इज इन शांकर भाष्यम एक्चुअली दिस सूत्र द वर्ड रिलेवेंट इज मनश्चितः अग्निम दैट इज द इंपॉर्टेंट वर्ड रिलेवेंट टू अस एंड षट्त्रिंशत् मीन्स 36 सहस्राणि 36000 सो दिस एक्सप्रेशन मीन्स द वेदा सेज One has to look upon the functions of every organ as a type of fire. Every organ as a type of fire. It is like the flame arising from the organ. Fire is the energy. And functions are also energy from the organs. So all the Jnanendriya functions are like fire. Karmendriya functions are like flames rising from the Karmendriyas. So also the Antakaranam, inner equipments, Manas, Buddhi, Chitta, Chitta, Ahankara, Alat. So every day we kindle the fires from our organs. Visualization. Since they are not actual fires, they are imaginary fires. And hence they are called visualized manomaya agni. So every day getting up is like kindling the fire. And in the night, the fire is extinguished when you go to sleep. So the fires in the form of verbal functions, fires in the form of ocular activities. And daily we kindle fire. In 1 year, there are 360 days. And thousands of fires are created every day through Jnanendriya, Karmendriya, all those vyaparas. So in 1 year, thousands of fires per day are created. And in short, many fires are daily kindled in the form of functions of organs. This is the visualization presented by the Veda. And as we get up, the fires are kindled, which means we become activated. We visualize fire in every activity. The functions of the organ are seen as fire. Up to this is the context. Now, what is the controversy? This statement of the imaginary fire occurring in the context of a big ritual called Jyotishtoma Yaga. There is a big ritual called Jyotishtoma Yaga. This is a form of upasana here. And the controversy is, since the upasana occurs near a ritual, Jyotishtoma Yaga, whether the upasana should be treated as a karmanga upasana or whether this upasana is a swatantra upasana that anyone can practice. If it is Jyotishtoma karmanga upasana associated with Jyotishtoma yajna, everybody cannot do Jyotishtoma yajna. So there is difficult. But if it is a swatantra upasana, anybody can practice. So whether he does the ritual or not. So karmanga means part of the ritual. You do a ritual. So this analysis is elaborate. Because many important Purva Mimamsa sutras are elaborated in this particular discussion. We are not going to go into all those details. The Purva Pakshi says that this is the Karmanga Upasana. Siddhanta says it is an independent Upasana. That's a controversy. And one can daily practice visualizing the flames coming out of oneself. For example, we say that person gives a fiery speech. They say all that. This is the Pacho Devada Vannihi. So when he talks, he spits fire, throws fire. This is the general introduction of this Adhikaranam. Now let us come to the general analysis of the sutra, first sutra. And here Vyasacharya says, this upasana is not a part of any ritual. And we have many clues to arrive at such a conclusion. That is Vyasacharya's assertion. The clues in Purva Mimamsa are called as Lingam. This also we have seen earlier in Purva Mimamsa Sutras. The clues are called the Lingam. Then he says that these clues are more powerful than the context. The symbols are more powerful than the context. And these are all technical aspects of Purva Mimamsa. Since the context is Jyotishtoma ritual, that is the support, but Vyasacharya says that this clue, the clues are more powerful than the context. I hope you are with me. They say context is more important than the clue. And Vyasacharya says clues are more important than the context. And in the Jaimini Sutra, third chapter, third section, 13th Sutra, that is from a ritualistic angle. And there we will know whether it is part of another ritual or it is an independent ritual. And what the Sutra says there? Shruti, Linga, Vakya, Prakarana, Sthana, Samakhyana. All these six different things it says. Shruti, Linga, Vakya, Prakarana, Sthana, Samakhyana, Samavaye, Para, Daurbalyam, Artham, Viprakarshat. That is the Sutra. This is part of that particular thing. And each one will not give independent results. This is called Vinayojaka Pramana or application analysis. This is called. This gives six pramanas to establish the application of a ritual. And six pramanas are given for application of the ritual. And then we have to see which pramana is more powerful than the other. The Purvapakshi, his context as the pramana he takes, which is called prakarana. Prakarana means context. Shruti prakaranam, we said, it is one of the things. And Siddhanta says lingam, the indicatory clues as pramana. So, and Vyasacharya says, lingam is more powerful than prakarana. So, prakaranam is the pramana, he says, pramana. Whereas Siddhanta says, lingam as the pramana. So, prakaranam, this lingam is more powerful than prakaranam is what is said by Vyasacharya. And Vyasacharya does not say what are the indicatory marks. And Shankaracharya quotes them and establishes the fact that how this lingam is more powerful. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. First let us see a running man. I may take maybe a couple of minutes more. Linga bhuyastvatam taddim baliyastadabi. That is the sutra. And linga bhuyastvat means the fires. We are talking about the various fires visualized on the functions of the organs. They are not part of any ritual because it is indicated by many clues. So many linga bhuyastvat, bhuyaha, many of them are. Tadhi, the verbal clue is indeed baliyaha, superior. The verbal clue is with that lingam, verbal lingam is superior to the context. Tadukham, this has been said in the Purva Mimamsa also, sutra number one, that I said, 3.3.13. This is the word meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Linga bhuyastvat, these upasanas are not part of any ritual, but they are independent meditations. Bhuyatva means plenty, there are a lot of clues. There is an abundance of clues to support my contention. Who says? Vyasacharya says. It is not part of Jyotishtoma Karma. Tadhi, indicatory mark or lingam. Baliyaha means more powerful or superior. So lingam is more powerful. The indicator is more powerful than the context. Lingam prakaranat baliyaha. The last portion is tadukham. The context is prakaranam. Lingam is symbol. The Tadukham, the sutra enumerates the six pramanas to find out the application. Shruti pramanam, linga pramanam, vakya pramanam, prakarana pramanam, sthana pramanam, and samakya pramanam. All those. So six, the method to find out the application for the ritual. So lingam occurs previously, prakaranam occurs later, and hence former is powerful than the later. This we have seen earlier in some other context also. With this, the first sutra is over. Now let us see the remaining sutras tomorrow. Yo veda dau swara prakta vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti linasya parasamaheshwarah purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamidachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate om shanti 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 shri gurubhyo namaha hari om.